Welcome to Eugeria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Eugeria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Eugeria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Eugeria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Brad Culp. It's August 29th. I'm here in the studio with Sam and Trevor this morning. We have a slightly different show for you this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Brad. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. As you know, yesterday was my birthday, and a childhood friend from, I guess it was seventh grade, that we found each other on Facebook, now lives in Louisiana, and he reminded me on my birthday yesterday that it was my birthday that Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans 7 years ago.
That's a good.
As I thank you for pointing that
out. That's right. Kind of emphasize the age or the birthdays, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, we won't go there.
Yeah, we're getting little spits of rain from Isaac here, but not anything big yet, right?
Hopefully that's all it will be, just a good rain that we need.
Yeah. I don't know if Trevor's talking this morning or not. He's got a microphone, but...
All right, I'm here.
Now, Trevor, when I try to get you to speak, you tuck your head and hide, and all Brad has to do is look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
sometimes you just don't like somebody.
I guess that's the way it is.
Well, like I said, we have a kind of a different show this morning. We have an exciting new project coming up that we want to talk about, and we're going to take the opportunity today to do that. Basically, what it is we're going to take the concept of Eugeria Radio and move it to a video format. We are announcing today Eugeria Live, which will be a YouTube channel, and we're going to start with a series of conversations regarding difficult issues and topics that kids and loved ones might have with their aging parents or even spouses. And so we're real excited about this, and Sam, why don't you kind of talk about the genesis of this project?
I was going to ask you the same, but I'll start, and please fill in where I forget or flub it up. Basically, we had gone to a seminar, so to speak, and listened to a gentleman give a talk about difficult conversations and as they relate to seniors, your loved ones, your parents, and the loved ones in your family. And we listened. Obviously, the points that he was bringing to light were things that we see daily, we hear daily, and we have lived in the past. And it kind of got us thinking about some topics for seminars that we, Brad and I, can produce. How can we use this to develop these seminars? So that was the beginning of it. As we move forward, we also recognize that from a selfish position, a very self-serving position, we needed new original content out on our website. So there was another aspect of what kind of led us down the path. And in the finally, we had a guest on our show, I believe, who mentioned to us about YouTube being the second most highly used search engine, I believe, out there at this point. So that's kind of my take. With those three things, we kind of started thinking, what can we do to capitalize and to address these issues, as I just spoke of?
Yeah, you know, as we talked through this, the original idea was to bring these difficult conversations to the radio show and to find guests that would be experts in each of these areas that could come on the show and expand on these issues. And as we as we chatted with this previous guest on our show, the conversation kind of centered around the attention span of people today,
right.
and the use of social media and how popular it was to go out and surf YouTube or other video sites, but the reality is people are going to listen for about 3 minutes,
right.
or less.
Right.
And so what we wanted to try to do is to take and provide an introduction to these topics that would provide useful information for our listeners, and then expand on those in a later a radio show that would address that. And I think it's probably important for us to kind of give an example of what we're talking about here. So, Sam, you and I were talking before the show a little bit about some of the difficult conversations that we had both had in our own lives. So why don't you share what you were telling me a little bit earlier?
Yes. We're going to face these challenges. And one issue that is vivid in my memory is when I sat down with my parents, and this was probably 10 or 15 years ago, we lived here in Atlanta. My parents still lived in West Virginia, and they would come and visit us. Excuse me. And they were in their mid-80s, driving 500-plus miles, all on interstate, but driving to see us. And at first it was fine, but as they got older and though their driving skills were still good, I was concerned about what happened if a tire blew out. And they successfully negotiated that situation and was sitting on the side of the interstate, two 85-year-olds, in the middle of the night. Images of that nature just really drove me to sit down with them one time and told them that I didn't think it was wise for them to drive down to see us anymore. Well, you know how that went over.
Yeah, that went well, didn't it?
Yeah. And you know my diplomacy, obviously. I did not dance around the issue. I hit him with a baseball bat between the eyes in regards to this subject. And obviously, you know, they did not receive that message well, and I understand why. But yet I still felt the way I did. I was concerned about their safety. I wanted them to be to visit us, but I didn't want to have to go through the process of them driving. So long story short, you know, we had our discussion. It did not go over well. Basically, with no diplomacy, told them I didn't want them coming down to visit us anymore if they had to drive.
So how much thought did you put into that conversation before you actually had it with your parents?
Well, you know me, Brad. That's one of my poor qualities. None. None. I spoke, you know, the first time I heard it is when I verbalized it, and there was no preparation involved. There was no consideration about their point of view and their feelings. It was all about me.
So, and let's be clear here, because we have two different conversations that might need to be conducted. Because I have a slightly different story, because I have a relative who doesn't see well, but insists on continuing to drive, and unfortunately has wrecked probably three cars, and fortunately nobody's been injured in any of these mishaps. But that's a slightly different conversation. Nevertheless, an extraordinarily difficult conversation. But in your case, you weren't so much concerned about their driving skills as you were what happens if they get stranded somewhere. You know, maybe they, I don't know, did they have cell phones? Did they use cell phones?
Cell phones were available. Did they use them? No.
Yeah.
And so that's my concern. And it's the image, the picture of two of an 85-year-old couple on the side of the interstate in the outskirts of Charlotte, North Carolina, with traffic whipping around at 80 miles an hour in rush hour at night, whatever the image might be. And I just it wasn't worth it to me.
Yeah. So, and that conversation never really did get resolved then?
No. The result of that is that I offended my parents, and that I can recall, I think that my mother came one other time to visit in a specific situation, and she flew down one time in 7 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I cut my nose off to spite my face, and really what we should have done, or what I should have done, is given us some thought, talk to some people, and approach this in a much, much different manner.
Well, you know, what's funny about that is we did tell my in-laws that, and so they started looking for alternative methods of coming to Atlanta, and they don't fly. My father-in-law will fly, but my mother-in-law would never fly, and so they ended up getting on Greyhound. And guess what time I had to pick them up at the Greyhound station?
It was 3 a.m. in the morning.
It was exactly 3 a.m. yeah. in the morning. Downtown,
yeah.
You know, had somebody offering to watch my car for me for $10 while I went into the bus station to pick them up. You know how that goes. So, you know, I paid for that, but we at least were successful in getting them not to drive. But these conversations, the important thing, one of the important things to understand right from the get-go is these conversations, they're difficult for a reason. Most people dread them. And even in the best of circumstances, they can still end poorly.
Well, obviously, and again, in our daily profession, you and I understand and see the situation. We understand that especially the generation of our parents are very, very independent. They absolutely resent the idea that you might be taking away something from them, even though you are approaching it in a very loving, concerned position. And yet, I understand it. So there, again, these are the type of subjects that we're going to talk about. I don't know that we have concrete answers of how you do this, but it will at least get our listening audience and our viewing audience, rather, the opportunity to think about it, to do what I didn't do, and that's right. To give it some forethought.
And that's really kind of our first tip, and that it's a teaser, but planning in advance for these conversations is so critically important. And not only planning in advance, but sowing the seeds over the course of time, you know, particularly on issues like the driving issue or issues like moving out of their family home. Really, these conversations need to be held over the course of years, not over the course of days when an emergency occurs and you have to act quickly.
Ideally, that's right. But in reality, it probably doesn't occur over that period of time, extended period of time that you're speaking of. So hopefully what we can do is spur our viewers to at least give it some consideration before they take that, you know, that step, so to speak. And hopefully that will allow the conversation to be delivered properly with the right attitude and received properly.
Yeah. Well, excuse me. And I have a good example of this, and hopefully my parents aren't listening to this conversation, or maybe it would be good if they were.
Maybe this is the proper way to deliver it.
You know, they live on top of a mountain, 3/4 of a mile up a hill, in Asheville, North Carolina, and they occasionally, virtually every year, get stranded at the bottom of the hill. The car can't make it up, and they have to walk 3/4 of a mile to their home. And what I've done is I've started to gently voice a concern for their safety, and they're healthy now. But as they age, it's going to be harder and harder for them to make it up that hill, and more dangerous for them to be walking up that hill by themselves. And so by planting the seeds early, they won't be as surprised, you know, when the subject comes up 5, 7, 9 years from now, when they really can't get up that hill
right.
anymore.
Right, and I don't think that what your intent is take away their driving freedom or ability, but yet they have to start thinking of an alternative means based upon weather or something occurring.
Yeah. And in this particular situation, it's a combination of driving and the location of their home.
Right.
Because being at the top of that hill, you know, even the best driver may not be able to get there, or emergency services may not be able to get up the hill.
Right. And I relate. You know, Brad, many times we spoke, that's where I want to be as I, quote, retire. I want to be in the mountains. And yet I right now realize that there comes a point, whatever age it may be, that living in a beautiful, God-created environment like that becomes a hindrance to you, and you have to find a way to adapt. So anyway, these are the type of conversations that we want to have, and we, Brad and I, have strategized. We know that there is a number. We probably have a list of 15, 20, 25 different conversations. And so what we're going to do is we're going to speak to these as well as we can. We're going to bring occasionally invited guest in that from an expert position can speak to them, and we're going to record these in 90 seconds to a 3-minute videos and use them. So that's kind of what we're doing. We've already done a couple of trial runs as far as the recording. Obviously, the first go around we threw away and started over again, but we think that it will be good, and we're excited about it, and it will allow us again to give very, very good information and content out to our viewers and listeners.
And we've brought up a couple of the topics already, just to give you a little bit of a teaser. A few of the topics on the list, one is hygiene, when a loved one stops really caring about the way they look and the cleanliness of their environment. We're going to take a look at diet and nutrition. We're going to look at safety in the home, end-of-life issues, hospice, that sort of thing. And again, as Sam, as you just said, we're looking forward to bringing in experts in these fields to help us explore these topics. And we'll get them out in a quick 2 to 3 minute format, and then we'll follow them up with a full-length radio show at a later date. So, again, very exciting. We're hoping to kick this off in the next 30 days or so. So look for Ujiri Alive. We will be sending out announcements to those of our listening audience that we can reach via the airwaves and via email. Want to leave you with just, you know, a couple of tips for having these conversations. And we've already talked about the first one, and that's planning and thinking in advance about how these conversations are going to go. Planning for objections, planning to be willing to step back and start again. We're going to be talking a little bit about emotional intelligence and how to recognize tension and aggression both in yourself and in your loved ones. Couple of other tips we want to give to you right out of the gate here. When you have a conversation with a loved one, you will find that you have to be direct. You can't beat around the bush and expect them to get your message. You can lead up to a conversation, you can plant seeds over the course of time, but there's going to be a conversation where you're going to have to be direct. When you do that, don't patronize, because your loved ones will immediately recognize condescension, and that's going to stop that conversation in its tracks.
Well, great information, Brad, and you know, there's a number of other tips that we're going to bring to light as we move forward. One of them, as that comes to my mind, is don't parent your parents. You don't, and I think Brad just spoke that. Don't speak to your parents as if they were children, and I think that is a common problem that people my age, get into when they talk to their parents. We know better.
And I think what we actually mean by that is don't let your parents know that you're parenting them.
Well, again, this is just an idea. This is just a situation. And these conversations should be an opportunity for conversation. I don't think it is a situation of selling. I don't think it's a situation of changing opinions or minds. It's a situation of sitting down and talking about an issue and trying to come to a reasonable conclusion or position on that issue.
That's exactly right. You know, people don't want to be fixed. They want to have that conversation and to work through and compromise and come up with something that everybody can live with. And everybody knows that it's always best to try to make the person that you're talking to think that it's their idea. And so to the extent that, that you can manage that conversation, that would be the direction that you ought to take.
I think what you said is that people don't want to be fixed. And what comes to my mind is when it comes to the electronic age and I get the new device and I'm trying to figure it out and my 16-year-old grabs it out of my hand or takes it from me, so let me show you, I get ticked off. Okay, and I think that's just a common, normal reaction. And so our parents, even though it'd be, you know, in a different conversation, they don't want us to fix them. They don't look at it. It's just, that's just human nature.
Well, I'm going to have Trevor clip that piece out of the show, and I will email it to Leland for you.
Well, again, that's a whole different subject. So anyway, that's what we're going to do. I also want to make the comment suggestion to our listening audience here on Ujiria Radio that this is not the only topic or format of the shows that we're going to have. We're always interested in good topics. If you want to, if you have an idea as it relates to these difficult conversations, please bring it to us. If you have an idea that we might use as a springboard into a whole nother series, then we're interested in that too. So again, this is about developing content and information for our viewers and listeners, and please let us know if you would like to be part of that.
Absolutely, and we're looking for budding young YouTube stars. So, you know, if you've got a great idea, come on board. We'll let you talk about it, and you might even get a coffee cup or something like that out of it. So, very good. Well, just before we go here, I want to remind our listeners that there are a number of events coming up that we want you to be aware of. September 10th is the Friends of Gwinnett annual golf tournament at Sugarloaf. There are still opportunities both to sponsor and to play in that tournament. In October, a number of walks to end Alzheimer's. We've had guests on our show in the past several weeks that have been talking about various walks, the Atlanta Walk and the Duluth Walk. So please get involved in that. And then coming up in mid-October is Friends of Disabled Adults and Children's Golf Tournament out at Stone Mountain. And we're going to have Chris Brand, the president and CEO of FODAC, on the show again next week talking about that. But just a heads up to put that on your calendar. And again, there are opportunities for both sponsorships and to play in the tournament.
Thank you very much, Brad. We want to wrap up the show today and thank our listeners for being with us and remind them that if they want to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show, they can do so at ujiriaradio.com. And as we always close, we want to say that if the youth of this nation is its greatest national resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Ujiria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.